The Heart of Rural America is brought to you by the new auction platform, Bid on Beef. We invite you to buy beef the cowboy way through an honest bidding process where you have the power to pick the ranch, pick the cut, and pick the price. You are in the driver's seat, and we are excited to ship beef directly to your door. Use code WELCOME10 for your first $10 to shop when you register to bid at bidonbeef.com. Welcome to the Heart of Rural America podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Radke, an American cattle rancher and motivational speaker, raising my kids and writing children's books in South Dakota. There's a David and Goliath story unfolding in agriculture today. And I don't know about you, but my money is on the underdog, the hardworking folks who value faith, family, freedom, and their farming communities. This show will highlight the untold stories of these resilient and determined families who I have the great pleasure of meeting in my travels across this nation as an agricultural speaker. It is my hope that their stories will remind us to live with great courage because we are not alone in this fight to keep producers on the land and meat, dairy, and eggs on the dinner table. Now let's hit the dusty trail together as we uncover the heart of rural America.
Welcome to your show. Here's my mom, Amanda Radke.
Well, hey everyone, it's Amanda Radke back for another episode of the Heart of Rural America podcast, the show where we highlight great people doing inspiring things in their rural communities to make agriculture and this country stronger. I am in an interesting pickle today. I drove down to Missouri yesterday in anticipation of speaking at a Shelby County Ag Night here in, is it Shelbina?
Or, yes.
Okay, I have to ask the locals. Shelbina, Missouri. And I'm very excited about this Ag Night and got down here and this morning we had the really sad news that we had an ice storm and no travel advised. So we're going to reschedule the event, but you know, we're making lemonade out of lemons and we're sitting here in the office at Ricketts. Where are we at right now?
So we're at Ricketts Farm Service in Shelbina. This is one of several locations. We have a full service feed mill, full service agronomy. So we run pretty broad ag retail. So
awesome. Well, so we're in the heart of rural Missouri and I have two guests that were a critical part of planning the event and bringing me down here. I guess just to kick off the show and I'll let you, either one of you introduce yourself, tell us who you are and what you do.
Yeah. So I can go first. I'm Carrie Elson. I'm with MU Extension and my specialty is nutritional health education. And I'm housed here in Shelby County. And so this is one of the towns and communities I serve.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I'm Jess Unterbrink. I'm originally from South Central Iowa. My husband and I just have a small cow-calf operation to the county south of here. And I work here at Ricketts full-time as a livestock consultant. So
wonderful. Well, we slid into the office here literally on ice. And I thought, well, before I try to make the trek back home to South Dakota, I wanted to take a moment. First of all, can you guys maybe tell me about the event, what you have planned? And I know we have a new date, so I want to make sure everybody knows when the date is and when they could plan to be here for the new event.
Yes. So this is breaking news that it's postponed officially. And I've got people calling my phone right now and texting, asking me this. So it is postponed for February 19th. Doors will open at the South Shelby R4 schools at 5. And then it will start, the food will start at 5:30 and it lasts till 8 p.m. So yeah.
So anybody can come?
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. I actually had gotten a text before this from a guy. I think he's a little bit farther down the road, but he said, hey, Amanda, are you bringing your A game? Because then I'll come. And I was like, yes. So the message is I will come down again and we will bring our A game and it will be a great night celebrating agriculture, talking about multi-generational family farms and the dynamics of working with, you know, siblings and parents, grandparents, in-laws, how it's a blessing, but often we have to navigate some of those difficult conversations and moments, work through them and really have a goal of building a legacy, building a business and enjoying each other along the way and the journey. So tell me a little bit more about the sponsors who helped to bring this event together and kind of all the moving parts to the event.
Yeah.
I have a list of sponsors. I wanted to make sure I didn't miss anyone that was going to happen to help contribute to it. So Shelter Insurance, Shelbina. We've got the Mark Twain Rural Telephone Communications, On Target Ag, Tim's Home Center, Macon Electric Foundation, and Macon Electric Co-op. We've got Mike Foley's insurance agency, State Farm, and we've got Crown Power of Macon, Missouri, Mesmer's Fertilizer, 12D Construction. We've got 12D Toolboxes, Big Ed's Tire and Service, the Shelby County Commissioners, Neighbors Bank, TPNB, BASF, Farmers Mutual Fire Insurance. We've got FCS. We've got Sheraton Valley, Simpson Building Supply, Shelby County Implement, Seidenstricker's, Beck Seed, Ricketts Farm Service, Missouri Beef Checkoff. We've got Nutrient Ag Solutions, Shelby County Farm Bureau. It does keep going.
It does. Wow.
Amanda's Hair Design, Bethel Fest Hall, Tractor Supply, Shelby County Extension, Clear Creek Paws and Claws. We've got Paris Pharmacy, Angels, Joyce's Embroidery, MFA, the Art Department, and Benton. Shelby County Mercantile, the Vortex Seed, and making sure I don't miss anything. And the last one is Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri is providing the food for the event. So,
wow. And no wonder you needed your notes for that, by the way. Well, we want to just sincerely thank all of these sponsors and partners for making this event possible. And as you're rattling off this list, I just couldn't help but think this is what the heart of rural America is all about. It's good people, entrepreneurs, business owners, companies, groups, associations, coming together to say we want to invest and pour into a community. We want to create an event that really celebrates the people that make up this country and our agricultural community. And I guess my next question would be, how long has this event been going and what was kind of the original intent behind this?
The intent of this event was to bring education to farmers that farm anything in agriculture and bring it to them. And anyone family friendly, anyone could come. And so that was the intent, is to bring this. So years past, I'd say back in 2007, they did ag nights and they were yearly, but then it phased out. So we were, Extension was approached through the commissioners in the local Shelby County that they wanted to bring this back for farmers to help with that. And so this is our second annual from the beginning. So we didn't want to do an every year event. So we just wanted to do it every other year. So this happened in 2023.
Okay.
And so this is the same type of event. So every 2 years, one, sponsors donating money every year is kind of burdensome too. So we wanted to make sure that the sponsors had that and there was enough change in the agriculture means to get to the community members.
Okay.
So that's kind of how it started, where it came from and where we are. I didn't know, Jess, if you had anything to add for that.
Yeah, I think we just, you know, we try to focus every other year so that we can stay on with current topics and current trends, especially within the industry. Technology is constantly changing. The industry is constantly evolving. There's always something new to talk about. So picking important topics to discuss and that are of interest, especially within our community, I think is our biggest focus. So
also wanted to make sure that it was something for everybody.
So yeah.
Not everybody has livestock. Not everybody has crops. Not everybody has a different technology. So we focus those topics by experts that are working in the field, like Jess.
Sure.
And yourself. And so that's how we tailor the workshop. Specifically, what do people want to know in rural Missouri, especially in Shelby County? And then we bring in the speakers for those topics. So it's kind of how it's created, and that's how we offer it.
Sure. So what have been some of the past topics or speakers that have been covered over the years?
We try to keep it broad. So we base it off of like a livestock topic, do an agronomy one. The previous year that we did this, we had an economics topic where he kind of dove into more like marketing and stuff like that. We did a women in ag focus topic so the wives could come
and
not feel left out or feel like they have to go to whatever their husbands are going to.
Yeah.
More specifically, I think just trying to keep things pretty broad. So
sure. No, that's great. And well, I guess as we move forward, so we have a new date. So I guess, is there anything you want people to know about, any final announcements before we switch gears here of kind of what they can expect or maybe help spread the word, maybe perhaps.
So spread the word that the date is going to be the 19th.
Okay.
It's the same time, same place. We've already did an inclement weather forecasting for this event prior to it starting.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda's going to be there. So
and we'll make it work.
Yeah. All the other speakers have confirmed the 19th prior to this happening. So we kind of had a plan B already in the chute. So we basically just have to start notifying everyone that it's definitely changed, but all the topics are same, all the speakers will be the same, the times will be the same, location, it's just the date.
Wonderful. Yep. Well, as a side note, I got to pull it up. So this is what my week looks like now. So I might be crazy, but again, we just cowgirl up and get it done. So on February 17th, Tyler and I are hosting our first auction sale. You guys have heard about it. Radke Land and Cattle, Mitchell, South Dakota. You're all invited. If you're listening to the show, it'll also broadcast on DB Auction. On February 18th, I have to be on stage to speak, and don't ask me why I agreed to do this, but at 8:30 a.m. the next day in Wisconsin Dells, the 19th, we'll be back down here, get home for a couple days. I'll be heading to Sheldon, Iowa for the Cooperative Farmers Elevator event, and then we'll round out the week with a Farmers Union Co-op event in Millett, South Dakota on the 22nd. So that's what's on the forecast here for that upcoming week. Hope to see you on the Dusty Trail. Chances are I will see a lot of you that week if I'm still standing. And I guess we'll sleep in April. But
yeah. Hopefully you're not counting anything.
Oh, we definitely are. Yeah. So shout out to my husband. Yeah. He is managing the four kids, cabin cows, and it's just how it goes.
Yep.
So it's a good time. It's a blessing. Every time I hit the road, get to come to places like this, I just have to appreciate. I always pay attention to, what does Main Street look like? Are there businesses that are robust? What is the community like? Are they pouring into the young people and encouraging them to create opportunities here? And one of the most frustrating things I see is, and I saw it too in agriculture growing up, is outsourcing good talent and telling them in order to be successful, you need to go to a big city, you need to have this big corporate career, and you need to leave home. But it's a beautiful thing when you see these rural communities continuing to be innovative and creative and finding these things that keep people plugged in and hopefully keep that next generation kind of invested here too. Yes.
At Radke Land and Cattle, we proudly use Advanced Ag Products BioReg Plus with its proprietary coating technology for slow release of essential oils in the lower GI tract. BioReg Plus products are designed and proven to help beef producers with overall performance, feed intake, gut integrity, nutritional support, immunity, fertility, and reproductive health. With the rising cost of beef cattle production today, having optimal performance and minimizing health challenges in every head counts. Learn more at BioReg.com and tell them Amanda sent you.
The Heart of Rural America is presented to you by CK6 Consulting Services. I have the great pleasure of working alongside the CK6 team, including Chris Earle, Wes Tiemann, and Cody Fleeman, and it's an honor to assist cattle producers as they strive to meet their business goals. With a purebred Angus specialization, we have a full slate of auction sales coming up as we work to maximize price discovery and capture true value for our clients and customers. Plus, let us help you identify your next herd sire for the upcoming breeding season. At CK6 Source, you'll find great customer service, fast shipping, and a focus on leading Angus genetics. Learn more about what we do at CK6Consulting.com and CK6Source.com. We would love to assist you any way we can. God bless.
I want to switch gears a little bit. You're a cattle producer, Jess, and you have a lot of background in policy and the things that you're doing. So tell us a little bit about your involvement in some of the associations and some of the work that you're doing.
Yeah, I started off just being involved at a local level through our county affiliate with Missouri Cattlemen's. Every year we try to sponsor a young adult to go through Missouri's cattle. It's a leadership program, so it's called Missouri Cattlemen's Leadership College. It's now a two-year process. Previously, it'd been just a year process. So they go through different leadership skills, how to run successful meetings, how to be a successful affiliate, how to have successful scholarship nights, like that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And then we kind of took it a step further and went to DC, did some lobbying on some policy in DC and at the state level as well. So okay. Went down to Jeff City, met with some legislators down there. And like Carrie had said before, we've partnered on doing some May's Beef Month promotions.
Okay.
So we do that every year. we're going to be doing it again this year.
Okay.
So somebody else is going to be filling in for me, though. We have all the grants and everything applied for, but I'm actually having a baby at the end of April.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Somebody else is going to step in.
Very excited.
Yes, thanks.
You might be a little busy.
Yes, a little bit. Yes, yes.
Is this your first?
No, it's our second.
Oh, it's second.
So
okay.
I'm a two-year-old at home.
Gotcha.
So, yes.
I think first was most life-changing, but I think you had another one.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We don't really do.
I know. I feel like we are way behind, but I'm also just like, meh, the baby will get here. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The first one is very like, I got to have this. I got to have this. And it's very
structured. I think, I don't mean to offend you, but I related to this. It was like the difference between a first calf heifer and like an old cow.
Yes.
I know what to do. I'm
right.
Good.
We're good. We've been here. Yeah. I know what to expect. Yes. I know what to expect for sure.
Yeah. Yep. My husband in the hospital was like, well, should I, you know, typical rancher. Should I go grab the chains? Please don't.
We don't need that help. Yes.
Right. Yes. Exactly. Right. So, okay. Talk to me about this May Beef Month promotion, kind of how your role kind of ties into it all.
Yeah. So I'm happy to talk. So food insecurity with my role is a big deal. I kind of started Extension in 2019. And the first question I got asked in my role was, were kids going hungry in our county?
Yeah.
And so of course you look at the data and statistics. And then when you go talk to individuals throughout our county in different levels, like schools and health departments, the overall answer then was 2019 was yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what started my road down that food insecurity. And with talking to the food banks and collaborating and kind of pulling all the connections, Jess said, I want to do this Beef Month celebration in May. What do you think? And then out of that collaboration and that meeting that we had, I knew that the food banks were needing meat.
Like, yeah.
They have very poor sources of protein.
Yeah.
And very limited sources of protein.
Sure.
So last year we donated almost 750 pounds of ground beef to four different food banks between Monroe and Shelby County.
Yeah. So that the Cattlemen's Organization serves both counties.
Yep. Okay.
And that number, you said 750, but 708 is the number of households both food banks actually serve. So each household served, they got a pound of beef, which was amazing too.
Yeah.
And not only that, but some of the beef came from a local producer.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
So, wonderful. Yep. What was the farm?
Hopewell Farms.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yep. Yep. And then we also were able to apply for grants, and grants have mainly funded this program. So whether it be through NBIC or different educational grants, we were able to also collect money to donate snacks during state testing for every third grader in the county.
Yeah, that's such a good idea.
So a lot of times parents are asked to help provide snacks during testing. That is obviously a lot of stress on parents and teachers and trying to plan everything. And sometimes they're, you know, not always the best quality, but if we can get in there with a good protein snack, especially during some high stress environments for those kids, we donated about 250 beef sticks to every third grader in Monroe and Shelby County also.
Okay. So that's awesome.
We were able to do both of those last year during May's Beef Month. And so it was
It's just important to know that our health and well-being is being nourished in that aspect.
Yeah.
So it's being taken care of both at the adult level and kid level as well. So it was a really good collaboration. Yeah. I'm excited that they want to continue to do that campaign every year.
Yeah. Yeah. No, in so many ways, there's a lot of parallels between what we do up in South Dakota and what you guys do down in Missouri. I think the heart and the intention is very much aligned because we've got, I need to direct you guys to, but it's called the Primetime Gala in South Dakota. It happens every year. I think it's like their 10th one, maybe more, but they raise money to donate food to the food bank. So they get it to all 66 counties in the state of South Dakota just to keep beef in those food banks. I had done the weekend snack pack program before where the kids that, you know, are on free or reduced lunches go get to take snacks home on Friday afternoon. But I had done a fundraiser to get beef sticks bought. But when I went to go dump off, you know, the boxes at the donation center, it was like all junk food. It was, I was like, there is no protein here.
No.
So it felt really good to be able to say, here's some beef sticks. This is some premium protein source for these kids when they're going to be eating, you know, macaroni and cheese and fruit snacks.
To really fuel their bodies, especially during, like, what our program was working with while they were doing state testing. That
I think it's so important to know, like, how we function so much better with better quality of food that we have in our bodies. Mm-hmm. Just the overall wellness of that is so much. I think sometimes we don't think how important that is, just that basic need and knowing that this is helping it, no matter if you see it or not, it really is. So.
Right.
And I think sometimes, too, there can be a misconception on beef and the quality and kind of even red meat in general.
Right, right.
So in just, like, educating parents and kids and even people that are utilizing the food pantries, the importance of lean beef and how that can also help fuel your body. And you're still giving yourself good sources of protein.
Well, obviously, I'm a beef producer, so I'm passionate about beef and the diet. But that's, for many years, I just started studying, like, school lunch program policies. Yep. And when Mayor Bill de Blasio in New York City was not only, he created not only meatless Mondays, but 2 days a week. It was plant-based only. And when I really started studying this, I got very upset because, I mean, we know in this country, 1 in 4 kids goes to bed hungry at night. And in New York City, the Big Apple, 75% of the kids qualify for free and reduced lunches and 10% are homeless.
Yeah.
And so here's this politician talking about climate change, and that was the reason to take meat off the plate. Yeah. And yet he's putting that burden on the backs of kids where that might be their only source. Decent meal in a day. So it's just interesting to see how political ramifications can play a role and really hurt kids, I think. Yeah. And it's like, so it's great to see beef producers and the agriculture community kind of say, no, can't really necessarily control what politicians do all the time, but we can be the solution ourselves.
Yes.
So I commend you both for that. And while we're talking policy a little bit, so tell me about going to DC and going to the state capitol and kind of, I guess, maybe a few policies you were working on and what you learned or any advice you have from that experience.
Yeah, so it was a very eye-opening experience. I'm glad I was fortunate enough to have the opportunity to do it. I don't think I would have been able to without this MCLC program. Yeah. Obviously, a big policy that everybody talks about is eminent domain.
Mm-hmm.
So we focused a lot on eminent domain. At the more of the state level was black vultures. And I'm not sure if you guys are having issues with black vultures up there.
No, educate me.
So black vultures are different than just your normal redheaded buzzard vulture.
Okay.
So the black vultures will actually attack calves, live calves, fresh calves, and kill them. We have a program through our Department of Conservation where producers can apply for permits to basically shoot and get them off of their properties. Okay. We're not seeing huge amounts of numbers this far up. Basically, if you go north of 70, there are a few numbers, but not like southern Missouri has. Okay. So that was a big one that we focused on. This year, a big one is going to be the waters topic.
Okay.
So making sure that the waters within our property are staying on our property.
Sure.
They're not trying to pump water off of our land and distribute it elsewhere. Waters, eminent domain, those are some
big ones. The eminent domain is a big one for me. I'm in a battle that's pretty ongoing in South Dakota.
Working cattle can be stressful at times, but the job is made so much easier with equipment that is safe, strong, and simply designed. I highly recommend Real Tough Livestock Equipment for all your working facility needs. We just installed the deluxe chute at Radke Land and Cattle, and it has been an absolute game changer as we run cows through our chute during AI season. It's durable and easy to use, and it's made to last a lifetime. Real Tough offers a wide range of products, including calving barns, panels, loading chutes, tubs, alleys, and portable working systems. Manufactured in the U.S. of A, Real Tough is family-owned and operated. Their commitment to helping farm and ranch families truly exemplifies what this show is all about. Learn more at realtough.com, that's T-U-F-F, and be sure to tell them Amanda sent you to receive an extra bonus with your order. Let's get you some iconic green Real Tough equipment headed your way. I promise you're going to love it. You guys know, as a beef girl, I take grilling very seriously around here. And I've been using Redmond Real Salt for over a decade to season my steaks and burgers. It's unrefined, ancient sea salt, exactly as nature made it. It contains 60 plus naturally occurring trace minerals, and it truly brings out the best of the beef we raise at home on the ranch. This American family-owned business also focuses on livestock products. And at Radke Land and Cattle, we are proud to use the beneficial Redmond Real Salt minerals to get back to the basics and help our cattle improve fertility, immunity, and feed efficiency. It's natural, simple, and effective for people and livestock. Discover more at redmondagriculture.com and redmondlife.com and use code RADKE to save. Or contact a local dealer and mention my name for a special discount.
In relation to eminent domain, what's going on in Missouri? That's kind of a hot topic on that.
So the Grain Belt Express was a big one that kind of really ramped up some efforts with eminent domain.
Was that solar or what was that?
If I understand it right, it's a mix between power, like the power lines, and wind.
Okay.
But this year there's still a big fight with solar.
Okay.
So if you go up north of Shelby County, there's a ton of wind turbines up in that direction, and they're also working on getting a lot of solar up in that area.
And they can currently use eminent domain in Missouri or no?
Yes.
They can. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so it's wild to me. And so when you went to DC to talk about that, what was the reception?
It's very different than at a state level, mm-hmm. because most times you're just meeting with the staffers.
Yeah, right.
So I think we maybe met with one or two actual legislators. So a lot of times, you know, you're just visiting with the staffers. They're taking notes and ultimately relaying them to. So I think that's kind of a challenge too sometimes, is you want to make sure that the right information is being relayed.
Right.
Because ultimately it is up to those staffers on what they decide to tell
right.
or not to tell too.
Yeah.
So that was a pretty, you know, you make all these appointments to sit yep. down with these legislatures, but ultimately it's kind of up to them if they decide they want to be there or if they send their staffers
right.
to be there.
Right. So is there any movement on eminent domain reform on a state level then here in Missouri?
Yeah, I think, and I guess I would have to double check. I feel like I may be telling you wrong on the eminent domain, because we were working a lot with some of the other state representatives specifically on protecting it. So I may be telling you wrong on that. So don't quote me.
I can do some updates in the show notes yeah. too, to clarify where Missouri is at. But it's interesting, because my fight is on a privately owned, out of state, foreign backed carbon pipeline company that wants to sequester carbon in a wasteland in North Dakota, and 700 miles of impact. And they've already immensely abused eminent domain. They condemned 160 landowners. And so these people for 3.5 years have basically had their lives put on hold mm-hmm. by a company that has no public use. And so it's a very distinct project that is much different than, I feel like, something that's, say, useful by everybody, electric, water, you know, right. things that utility that everybody can plug into. So mm-hmm. this is really a private company trying to get rich and trying to take land where they're not welcome. And so it's been ongoing, but I guess the things I've learned in this process is it really starts at a local level. So
right.
we've been really successful in South Dakota so far, because the landowners just got together, neighbors got together. We meet and talk all the time. And, you know, we worked on primarying the bad guys. What I would say the bad guys are the ones that really are for kind of this hostile takeover of the land. Mm-hmm. We changed the leadership in the Capitol, and it's all just taken time. I get calls and emails on this topic every week. Mm-hmm. I got a call this week from a New Mexico ranch, and there's a project going through that would go through their entire property. Yeah. And she's like, Amanda, what do we do? Mm-hmm. But to my best advice, research, get knowledgeable on what the current laws are, what the lay of the land is, mm-hmm. which politicians are just saying what you want to hear and which ones are actually following through yep. with their actions.
Right.
And then you better start get organized. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's been a long fight, and in a lot of ways, it really can consume your life like you've never mm-hmm. imagined. But the alternative is you're giving up the rights to your property.
Right.
And at the end of the day, I've been telling people, you can advocate for agriculture all day long. You can talk about how great beef is or whatever it is. But if you don't control the land beneath your feet, the family farm is dead. It's done. And so, yeah, I heard that. And I was like, okay, I feel your pain if that's what you're having to fight for. Yeah. Because, again, it's the same playbook every state in the country.
Mm-hmm. And I think just making sure, like, you have the right people in your corner to, like you said, figuring out who is actually getting stuff done and who is just saying they're getting stuff done.
Yeah.
Making sure that you have the right people advocating for what you're doing.
Yep. Yep. Well, and you start researching too, some of these politicians, where is their donations coming from?
Right.
And then you're like, oh, it doesn't matter what I say. They're beholden to this company. So that's how they're going to vote. And then that becomes very eye-opening. But I do tell people too, no one is going to fight harder for you and your family farm than you. So I think there is this tendency where we think, well, I pay a membership dues. The leadership in the association will just take care of this for me.
Yeah.
No, it requires you going and showing up.
And that's what a lot of, I feel like, producers don't understand is, yes, you are paying your dues to be a part of Missouri Cattlemen's.
Yeah.
But what those legislators want to see is you at Cowboys at the Capitol.
Yep.
They want to see you. They want to hear your real stories.
Yep.
They want to put it into a real perspective.
Yeah.
Your lobbyists are there all day, every day.
Yeah.
And they see them. They know them. They want to have those personal connections with you.
Right. Oh, absolutely. My sister's a legislator now in South Dakota, but she's like darting and diving these lobbyists that are everywhere. Yeah. I don't want to talk to them.
Right. They want the real people-to-people contact.
The constituents.
Yes.
Yes. They want to hear your actual stories, how these policies are impacting your real life.
Yes.
And there's no more powerful story than just, but you got to show up. You got
to
participate.
You have to show up. Yes.
Which is easier said than done when
it
you have kids and cattle and all the things.
Right.
So I get it.
Yes.
So, you know, we only have 5 minutes left in the show. The door is open. What do you guys want to talk about? What's going on in Shelby County, Missouri that people should know about right now?
Well,
that was very wide open, I realized. Besides that, we're all sad that this event got canceled.
Yeah, the weather's not great. It's Missouri. Yeah.
So I feel like the month of February, there's a lot of organizations that are going to start fundraising for scholarships for seniors. And Jess has part of that too with the Cattlemen's Organization.
Yeah.
There's other entities that do that in supporting our seniors and going on in their futures and careers. You talked about that a little bit. There's constantly food banks go on every month. So there's constantly individuals constantly involved in that. The commissioners, there's several, the new jail that being slowly put up. So they've got that on their plate.
Okay.
And trying to, funding is always an issue with bridges. I feel like that the commissioners share with us, but just trying to make sure whatever for me, for extension is what needs are needing in the community is being met. So the Ag Night for me is what's going on for my particular area, but around is we've got other events that I plan, which is just had a meeting this week about the gift of aging. So that's more of the older adults as they age, kind of educating them about their health, educating about the finances or recommendations, scanning, that kind of thing. So that's kind of the stuff that I'm looking at and looking forward and doing some leader and mentor type of training and initiatives that I do from my end. So Jess.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the scholarship night that our county affiliate does. We host a youth engagement night.
Okay.
So that is our big event where we raise scholarship money for all of the applicants who choose to apply for our scholarship. We bring in an outside vendor who we call them the mouse races.
Okay.
So they're actually like little gerbils, but you bet on them and they race. And
all right.
It's a fun night. A lot of people have a good time. Usually we have around 500 people in attendance.
Okay.
Recognize.
And move the location every year because it keeps growing.
We're at like max capacity of where we can even hold this thing. So we are at our final destination of where we can have this many people and this much stuff going on. And so it's a great event. It's March 22nd. So tickets are available, tables are available, and you know, same thing. Sponsors are always great. And like you mentioned, we always have a good turnout with sponsors and people that support our community and support youth in our community. So
wonderful.
Yeah. Well, speaking of support, I'm going to wrap it back to our event.
Yeah.
I'm blown away every time we do different things and events, whatever it is. I'm blown away a lot of the times about how much support we actually get locally.
Yeah.
And it's just, if there's a need, I feel like the local, I don't know about your area, yeah, but like that rural community just comes together and supports the need.
They really step up.
They really do. So I'm, even this event for the Ag Night, I'm blown away about how much support to bring you here. That they've given. So, and it seems like with just so many other events that happen, that support is always there.
It's just there. Yeah. There's good people in rural America. I always say, no matter where I go, if I got into trouble, mm-hmm, it would only take one or two calls and someone is dropping everything to come change my tire or help me out or get me in the direction I need to go. So if I slide into the ditch on the way home, I'll be calling you guys. Send some recruits for me. So final thing before we wrap, tell me where folks can follow pages for the event, where they can see updates and how they can register for the February 19th event.
Yeah. So the event's on the Shelby County Extension webpage. It's on Facebook. So that's where the event, it's an actual event and it's connected to our webpage on Facebook. And they can still register. So that's something after I get done that will extend the registration.
Yes.
Because it ended today, but we'll extend it. And there's a QR code attached with the flyer and then that will still be active. And they can call our office. So the office is 573-633-2640. And so to register that way too, as well. So QR code, register online. There's a link that you can do as well.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, thank you guys both for sitting down with me, and you're still smiling despite the not so great news. I know how hard it is to plan an event, and then when things kind of go south, you got to pivot really fast. And I was telling the girls too, I'm like, I don't think I've ever, knock on wood, I don't think I've really had a weather cancellation before, but I did have, you know, a whole year of cancellations during COVID. So I guess this is how it goes. It's winter in the middle of America. This is how it rolls. But I will say I did have to chuckle as I came in yesterday and I stopped at the gas station. There was a few locals that were like, "Burr, it's so cold." And I'm like, it's like t-shirt weather for me. I'm so happy.
We're used to, like, the past couple days have been in the 60s.
Oh, really?
So it dropped.
Oh, so this is hit. And that's kind of how it was for us too. It was very nice calving until it wasn't anymore. Yes. And now it's very bitter cold. Yes. So anyway, thank you guys so much for the chat. We will see you down here again on February 19th. I'm Amanda Radke from the very slippery Shelby County, Missouri. Until next time, we will see you on the Dusty Trail. Thank you. Yep.
While I've got you here, I would love to invite you to check out my website, AmandaRadke.com. Each week, I share my column, this podcast, and new items to shop for farm and ranch families, including my children's books that celebrate agriculture. Use code DUSTYTRAIL to save 15% on your next purchase. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for supporting my small business and for your continued support in keeping me on the road fighting for farm and ranch families. I'm thankful to each and every one of you who tune into this show each week. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review to let me know how you're liking the content and our guests. Until the next time we meet on the Dusty Trail, I'm Amanda Radke, and this is the heart of rural America.